We'll link you to that post from the IMF and some of the reaction at herenow.org, where we'll also have, as we always do, other social media stories of the week. This week, they include an emoji version of the Bible and a proposed bill in Pakistan allowing, you know, light domestic abuse. Femi Oke hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English in Washington. Femi, first to the emoji-fied Bible, that little haloed figure comes in handy.
Yes. Explain. I should really say smiley face, thumbs up, wave, Robin, rather than hello. But how are you?
I'm fine. And halo back to you.
Thank you.
Yes. So what is this?
All right. So it's a Bible emoji, and it is the entire Bible translated into scripture for millennials. That is what it is. 3,000 pages of emojis.
Is it all emojis? I've seen some pictures. There seem to be some words.
There are some words connecting the emojis, because if it was all emojis, you would have a massive headache. But there are things like there would be a halo emoji and God, which would be like a smiley face emoji, saw that it was good. Thumbs up was good. He saw the light bulb. I think you understand what I'm saying here. At Bible emoji will actually picture, you can picture it perfectly there, because you can see little excerpts from the Bible emoji there.
Well, and we understand that the translator is anonymous and told the Daily News, the New York Daily News, the Bible, more than any other book, has a really rich history of translation. I think that's one of the beautiful things about emojis. And I think one of the goals of using them was to point out in the Bible, God's love is for everyone, not select people. What are people saying online?
There's a lot of love and a little bit of hate and a lot of terrible biblical puns. I'm talking about you, Mark Maybaum. I was lost on Twitter and then I found at Bible emoji. But Donna White makes a really good point. She says, thou shalt read at Bible emoji daily. It is a great idea to diversify the greatest book on earth and to make it more accessible for young people. And one of the nice things about if you tweet with at Bible emoji with the author, he tweets right back. So even when you say, I'm offended, he says, I'm sorry you're offended. That wasn't my intent. And people are sharing new emojis for him to help him with a better translation. So you can actually talk to him, talk to the Bible emoji and help him make it better.
If it's a him.
Or
it's
her.
Kind of the same question about God. But
yes.
Moving on to something on the other end of the spectrum. We'll link people to the Bible emoji at herenow.org. But this proposed bill in Pakistan that would make it legal for husbands to lightly beat their wives. Who is proposing this?
Let's take one step back. In the region of Punjab in India, there is a women's protection bill which is going through with legislators. And there is a committee and a council of Islamic ideology who advises the legislators. Now, what they advise, they legislators don't have to do. But the advisors, the scholar advisors, were saying that there are some circumstances, some severe circumstances, where it is okay to lightly beat your wife. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the advice that's been given to the legislators as they try to put together this women's protection bill.
Well, and what's been the reaction? And by the way, is the reaction on social media from Pakistan or outside?
It went viral from within Pakistan. A Pakistani photographer called Farhad Rajpur did a photo essay off the back of this lightly beat your wife suggestion. He had the hashtag try beating me lightly and then took pictures of women and their responses. And that went viral. And so try beating me lightly is viral. It's ironic. It's humorous. It's fierce. Let me give you an example of one of the comments.
Yep.
I'll become the destruction you will never want to see, try beating me lightly.
Huh. Femi Oke hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English with the things that are percolating on social media. Important story there. Femi, thanks so much.
You're always so welcome. Thanks, Robin.